This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. official says that at least 40 people have been found dead inside a tractor trailer in a presumed migrant smuggling attempt in South Texas. The official says 15 others in the truck were taken to the hospital in San Antonio, where the bodies were found Monday. The official spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because the information had not been authorized for public release. Ukrainian officials say scores of civilians are feared killed or injured after a Russian missile strike hit a crowded shopping mall in the central city of Kremenchuk. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the number of victims unimaginable and labeled it a terrorist attack. He said more than 1,000 shoppers and staff were inside at the time of the attack. Zelensky said that the target presented no threat to the Russian army and had no strategic value. Late Monday, Ukraine's emergency services reported that at least 16 people were dead and about 60 wounded. Rescuers worked into the night to search for victims. WNBA star Brittany Griner appeared in a court near Moscow that ordered her trial on cannabis possession charges to begin Friday, about 4.5 months after she was arrested at an airport while returning to a play for Russian team. The two-time Olympic gold medalist also was ordered to remain in custody for the duration of her criminal trial, up to 6 months. The 31-year-old center for the Phoenix Mercury could face 10 years in prison if convicted on charges of large-scale transportation of drugs. Fewer than 1% of defendants in Russian criminal cases are acquitted, and unlike the U.S., acquittals can be overturned. Again, WNBA star Brittany Griner appeared in court on